Let's check in live on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
Well, we've changed locations. We're now in the shop here at Caldwell County High School. And Pete Parker Jennings, I was about to call you PJ, better known to students sometimes as PJ. But tell us a little bit about what you do in your side of the ag project here.
My side of the ag program, I teach two classes of freshmen, which is ridiculous sometimes. Yeah, like, right. You never know with a freshman what they're going to come in as. And then I also do our agricultural shop classes and our ag business classes.
We're right in the shop now. Tell us what all you can do here in the shop.
So in the shop, I try to teach the kids just a little bit of everything. We teach welding. We teach the students how to use a computer program to create stuff on a CNC router machine, a CNC plasma machine, where it's a robot arm that cuts and does whatever the kids tell it to. We do wood shop. Every now and then we'll have a truck that comes in. We'll change the oil or we'll do some random projects. Trying to kind of give all the kids like a good toolbox of skills that just anybody would need.
You're really training young people here not to do more than just say, well, change oil on a truck. You're really preparing them to do things out in the work world.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of my classes, I give them a employability grade. Sometimes it's hard to grade on, like, you know, yeah, you welded today, like, good job. Or, like, there's so many kids, sometimes they're doing different stations, but it comes off as, like, did you actually work today? Like, did your group work efficiently, or were you over trying to hide to keep from doing anything? So trying to kind of teach them how to be productive in a workplace setting.
It's so important in this day and time, because when people leave and go out in the work world, whether it be going to higher education or go get a degree somewhere or learn to do skills for the farm or whatever the case might be, being ahead of that work ethic is so important.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, being able to show up and actually put in the work is a big thing. There's a lot of people who just don't have that work ethic, and hopefully we can teach it to them. But a lot of my students, especially in the, right now it's fourth period, I've got shop. A lot of my students want to go to the workforce. They want to go and be a lineman, or they want to go learn plumbing. They want to do that as a career. So being able to get some of those like soft skills figured out here in high school before they go and start in the workplace can be invaluable.
You guys do a lot of projects to help the school out too. I know you are building the sets, I guess, for the next musical coming up. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. My students help design and help build the high school musical set, which was pretty awesome. The set, it looks really cool, looks amazing. I don't know if anybody's ever seen High School Musical before, but they like have a bunch of stairs they run up and dance on. So the students have built stairs and built a big deck platform, so they're going to be able to be on the stage and up high. It's a big change. Miss Minks and all of them have said like they've never had levels before. Really? Wow. So they said it was a pretty amazing thing.
And for your students to be able to plan that and then go and build it, I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. Now that we've kind of got that partnership with the arts department, in the fall, I try to teach a lot of those skills of being able to read a measuring tape, be able to figure out a supply list and how to, you know, cut things correctly to where you can use the majority of a board and not have a lot of waste. We learned that first. And then we're able to come back after Christmas, start that set, and the students are able to use those hands-on skills. And it's pretty awesome to be able to see, like, the work that they put in actually, like, show up in, like, a physical, tangible thing.
I think it's great. And you guys have a lot of students in your classes here?
Yeah. All of our classes are pretty much full. There's a few classes that are a little bit small, but there's always kids trying to get in those. And, I mean, we could use a third teacher, but hopefully one day that'll happen.
I think you guys are doing a great job here at Caldwell County High School. Mr. Parker Jennings here talking with us about what they're doing inside the shop and in his classroom as well. We're on WPKY 1580 AM and 103.3 FM.